Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. President Obama used Labor Day and the Bay State as the stage to announce changes surrounding paid sick leave in this country. This morning, he signed an executive order that mandates up to 7 paid sick days for employees of federal contractors. Mr. Obama announced the move at the Labor Day breakfast sponsored by the Greater Boston Labor Council. And as WBUR's Simone Rios reports, some union members used the event to speak out about other labor concerns.
Hundreds of tea workers in bright orange shirts amassed around Park Plaza Hotel in the early morning hours, protesting efforts to privatize MBTA services. AFL-CIO of Massachusetts President Stephen Tolman.
We've seen this scheme 30 years ago, 20 years ago. They always want to try to privatize services, and when we do that, we lose the continuity of public service. It seems sometimes profits over people take place.
Elected officials, labor leaders, and rank-and-file workers packed into the ballroom for the annual breakfast. Speakers included Senator Elizabeth Warren, who lambasted the divide between rich and poor. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh praised unions for advancing workers' rights, but called for more diversity among the union ranks. The headliner of the morning was President Obama. He praised Massachusetts for helping lead the way on issues like the one he addressed today in his executive order.
And here in Massachusetts, you're already ahead of the game. Last fall, folks easily approved paid sick leave throughout the Commonwealth. In May, Mayor Walsh signed an ordinance allowing for up to 6 weeks of paid parental leave for city employees. Y'all should be proud of what you're doing for working families in this state.
Obama says there's a long history of support for workers' rights in the Bay State.
Almost two centuries ago, there were the mill girls up in Lowell, the nation's first union of working women. Folks in Boston helped lead the way to an 8-hour workday. Generation by generation, from the textile and trolley workers to the hotel and parking workers of today, hardworking men and women, like all of you in this Commonwealth, have stood up for working families.
The president's executive order mandating paid sick leave will affect 300,000 people. But Obama says another 44 million Americans still won't have that benefit. He's calling on Congress to change that. But many Republicans oppose the idea of forcing companies to implement paid sick leave. Mass GOP spokesman Terry McCormick would not comment on earned sick time, but he faulted the president for not discussing cost increases under Obamacare.
It's disappointing that President Obama today chose not to address a real hit to Massachusetts families, and especially union households, and that's the disastrous Obamacare tax on employer-provided health plans.
But for community activists and union organizers at today's event, including SEIU 1199 Vice President Tyreek Lee, Obama's comments energized them for the struggles ahead.
You always have your ups and downs in this work, but you never let go. And him coming this weekend in particular, this year in particular, it just puts fire under my belly to keep on moving.
Like he said, we are in the front of the curve of what the rest of the nation needs to do.
Suzanne Lee is honorary president of the Chinese Progressive Association.
But even here, living here, though, we feel like we're not even as far ahead as we need to be, given how high the standard of living is. Nobody who's working full-time should feel like they're poor.
Despite taking on serious issues like that, there were lighthearted moments at the holiday breakfast. Dressed casually without a jacket or tie, Obama was one of several speakers who referenced Deflategate and Tom Brady being, quote, free, thanks to help from a union. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.